Bush. And let's join together again on that chorus. Glory, glory, hallelujah.
Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Is the gift of God.
Now let's pledge allegiance to the flag. Attention, salute, pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Oh, say can you see by the northerly light what so proudly we hail at the twilight's last gleam, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we
I pledge allegiance to the Bible Thank you, and you may be seated.
Good morning. It's my pleasure to welcome you this morning to Unity Sunday. It is good to see this many people in the Lord's house today. Amen. It ought to look like this every service, every Sunday. That's what it ought to look like. Today is the day that the Lord has made, so we should rejoice and be glad in it. Just want to give you a few things looking at what's coming up this week at Liberty Hill. Join us tonight at 6 p.m. for our World Changers Report. Our young people and some adults went to Chesapeake, Virginia a week or so ago and ministered to a lot of families there. And we'll be giving you an update of that, and there'll be a youth fellowship following afterwards. Next Sunday, July the 5th, our schedule will be 8:30 a.m. worship, 9:45 Sunday school, and an 11 o'clock worship with no evening services that day. Deacon nominations, it's that time of year again. Today is the last Sunday to submit names of qualified men according to Acts 6. Titus 1 and 1 Timothy 3, you need to submit those names to the deacon chairman, Daryl Floyd, or the vice chair, Hoot Gibson, today. The election will be held August the 16th in a conference, and the deacon ordination installation service and a reception will be held on August the 23rd at 6 p.m. So mark your calendars according to that. June the 28th at 5 p.m., that's today, is a mandatory parent meeting for our youth beach trip that is up and coming for July the 6th through the 10th. So you need to be here tonight so we get all the insurance information filled out and have a notary present, and we'll settle up with all of that. We're looking to do a June 30th Six Flags outing if we have enough people signed up on our list to go. And we'll be taking donations for Little Debbie's and money for water, things like that, on this trip for our beach, for our young people. You can see myself or Leslie anytime this week for those kinds of things if you're willing to donate and help us with that. And the Faith Riders want me to announce that they're going to have a ride going next Sunday afternoon, after July the 5th, going to Cave Springs following the second service. You can see Dual Bernard for any information about that. And at this time, I'm going to ask our pastor to come and share some words with us.
Thank you, Mike. And I am glad to be able to add a word of welcome to all of you for coming out for this special service today. You know, I really think that if we give you that extra hour or so of sleep and let you kind of sleep in a little bit, you do better. We had 358 in Sunday school this morning, and the children's department was down. So I don't know. You know, we do this Unity Sunday thing from time to time, and really it makes me want to preach, which Paul said I can't. But anyway, it is truly an honor to have you here. And if this is your first time at Liberty Hill, we pray it's not going to be your last. But look in the little seat back that's in front of you, in that little card holder, you'll see a card that says guest. Find that card and fill it out and drop it in the offering plate, because we want to get to know you better, and we're very glad to have you here today. We do have someone, a family here that is near and dear to our hearts, even though maybe some of you have never met them. Several weeks ago, I got an email about a homecoming for Sergeant First Class John Beal, and it was sent to all the Faith Riders, and it was on the same night as our bike night. And I called Duel, I told him what was going on, and he said, "Let's go." And so the Faith Riders, we put on our jacket, our vest, and we got our American flags, and we went and sat out by the highway and waited for Sergeant Beal to come by in a processional. We sat there for quite a while, but they finally came by. And when they did, it was an absolute moving experience. Yesterday, I was talking to my father down in Warner Robins, Georgia. And Dad said, hey, I don't know if you've heard about this, but there's this video on YouTube that has been all over the country. He said, I'm going to send it to you. And so he sent it. And when I saw what it was the processional for John Beale. It went as I know it went all the way up to Pennsylvania because I had friends up there tell me about seeing the video and knowing about Hampton and about Henry County. Well, this morning we have the opportunity to say a special word of thanks to a family that has given the ultimate sacrifice for the United States of America. For what John Beale was to this family, he is to us a hero. Today I'd like to recognize Crystal Beale, her son Christopher, and her daughter Kaylee. Would you please stand? Crystal, I'm going to ask if you and your family would remain standing. The rest of you can be seated just for a moment. You know, the Bible says, no greater love has any man had than one who would give his own life for another. And we honor you today, and we appreciate what your husband was and what he means to this nation. And he will live in our hearts and also in heaven. Now, as you're standing, I'm going to ask this congregation that if you have anyone.
Not yet.
If you would have let me preach, I would have done it right. Crystal, thank you. You can be seated. You didn't write anything down for me, Paul. If it's not written, I'm in trouble. What do I do now? Okay. Would somebody go out and see if my name's still on the sign out there? What's the old saying about it's hard to soar with eagles when you work with something? We want to take an opportunity today to remember some names and needs of people that are on our church prayer list that are near and dear to our hearts. Again, in the seat back in front of you, there's a little blue card that says prayer request. If you have a name or need that you would like to have added to our church prayer list, if you will jot that down and give it to an usher, give it to me, give it to Donna. Don't give it to Paul, but anybody else. We will be glad to add it to our prayer list and also remember to pray for that need. And just a couple of quick updates. I mentioned talking to my dad yesterday. Thank all of you for your prayers that were offered up on my dad's behalf. He had a really bad week this time last week, but he is doing well. He's home. He's recovering. And thank you for praying for my dad. I really appreciate that. Also want you to be praying for Peggy Johnson. She is up at Piedmont, but will probably be moved in the next day or so. She is looking at a very long rehabilitation. She's having a lot of difficulty with a blood disorder. They had to remove the pacemaker, and so continue to remember her in prayer. Remember my friend Dixie. Margaret Carter is having surgery on her shoulder tomorrow. She's going to the Sears Automotive section. That's what she told me. The surgical center beside Sears to have her shoulder repaired, and we want to be praying for her. And also my buddy Charles Grove. The biopsy results from the lung things that they did came back. It's pneumonia. It's not cancer. And so we just praise the Lord for that. And Charles is doing good. And so continue to lift him up and to be praying for him. And again, our prayer list is absolutely full of names and needs of people that need our prayers and need to be encouraged. Let's do that now by joining our hearts in prayer together. Father, I thank you for the honor and for the opportunity to come together today to lift up all these names and needs in prayer. But Father, also for the opportunity to lift up men and women that are serving in the armed forces, those that have given the ultimate sacrifice to be able to honor their families, and to be able to say thank you. Lord, this is truly one nation under God. This is truly a nation that was founded on the biblical principle of freedom of religion, not freedom from it. And so, Father, we proudly stand as American Christians, and we simply stand and acknowledge that without your blessings, we would be nothing. And so, Father, we lift up the names and the needs that are in our hearts, that are written on our prayer sheets, and that are in our minds today that need blessings from you. We pray for those that are serving on foreign soil. We pray for their protection and for their provision. We pray for each person that is here today, that they've come looking for a blessing and an opportunity to see what patriotism is all about. Father, we ask your watch care and your blessings on us, on the choir. Today is not a performance. Today is a presentation and an offering of praise to you. And we pray, Father, that everything that's done would bring honor and glory to you. Bless us as we have this time together. And when we're done, we pray that we can say that it's been good to be in your presence. Bless us in Jesus' name. Amen.
All the great things our country has been and is today, and for the great things that it can be in the future, are because of God's hand, guiding hand, on our nation. May it ever be said that the words that we're going to sing right now be true. My country, 'tis of thee. Let's stand together as we sing.
My country is of thee, sweet land of liberty, of thee I sing. And where my fathers died, land of the pilgrims cried, from every mountainside,
what this dying world could use is a willing man of God
who dares to go against the grain and work without applause.
A man who raised the shield of faith, protecting what is pure, whose love is tough and gentle, a man whose word is sure.
God doesn't need an orator who knows just what to say. He doesn't need authorities to reason him away.
He doesn't need an army to guarantee a win. He just needs a few good men.
Men full of compassion, who laugh and love and cry. Men who face eternity and aren't afraid to die. Men who'll fight for freedom and honor once again. He just needs a few good.
Calls the broken derelict whose life has been renewed.
Oh, he calls the one who has the strength to stand up for the truth.
Listen, lines are open and he wants you to come in. He just needs a few.
World could use is a willing man of God
who dares to go against the grain and work without applause.
A man who raised the shield of faith, protecting what is pure, whose love is tough and gentle, a man whose word is.
God doesn't need an orator who knows just what to say. He doesn't need authorities to reason him away.
He doesn't need an army to guarantee a win. He just needs a few good men.
Eternity and aren't afraid to die.
calls the broken derelict, whose life has been renewed.
Oh, he calls the one who has the strength to stand up for the truth.
Listen, lines are open, and he wants you to come in. He just needs a few good men. Men full of compassion, who laugh and love and cry. Men who face eternity and aren't afraid to die. Men who will fight for freedom and honor once again. He just needs a few good men. Men full of compassion, passion, laugh and love and cry. Ooh. Men who face eternity, ooh, and aren't afraid to die. Men who fight for freedom. Just needs a few.
these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. These words from the Declaration of Independence tell us that our founding fathers understood that freedom is not something granted by governments. It is a right given by our Creator, Almighty God, to all people. Believing this, many Americans have laid down their lives to defend freedom, sacrificed their all to secure it for others, and paid whatever price had to be paid to spread it to those in bondage. Served to ensure our liberty and freedom. It's sobering. Each stone stands at the head of a patriot, reminding each visitor of the cost of freedom and the sacrifice that each citizen must be willing and prepared to face in order to perpetuate this freedom. It is the right that we pay homage to those who lie in these fields of stone. Remember also those 125,000 sons and daughters lying at peace in 24 fields of stone on foreign soil, and those who lie in unmarked graves on battlefields and jungle floors throughout the world. For they bravely answered the call and paid the price of freedom. They ask nothing of us. To them, we owe everything.
Oh,
As you remain standing, I want to ask Chuck Conkle if he would pray for us and pray for these that we honor and the families at this time. May be seated.
Today we pledge our lives to honor the patriots who have given so much in the cause of freedom. From Lexington and Concord to Gettysburg and Appomattox, from Iwo Jima and Normandy to Kabul and Baghdad. But even more than that, we want to live in a way that honors those who have fought spiritual battles on our behalf. The great men and women of the Bible, martyrs throughout history who have died defending the gospel, and precious saints who have led us with their devotion to Jesus Christ, we vow to take the torch that has been passed to us and to lift it high.
Soldiers, God knows them all by name. His army cannot march beyond his care. Their blood type has established their royal identities, and when the roll is called up yonder, every soldier will be there. There are no unknown soldiers in the army of the Lord, no wounded left to die along the way, no missing in the action commissioned
You've felt something from the heart during this service today. But you know, I've heard it said that there's only two people that will lay down their life for you, and that's the Lord Jesus Christ and a soldier in the United States Armed Forces. Today we're here to pay tribute to both. But I ask you today, are you serving in the army of the Lord? Because as I understand this Bible that we live by, there's only two kinds of people in this congregation today, those who are saved and those who are not. And I want to make it clear this morning that it's hard for us to come to a point like this. We know that God is the author of all freedom. And we know that everyone here can receive liberty from that sin debt that we owe, if we'll trust Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. You've heard this song, "There Are No Unknown Soldiers." But I wonder, which army do you serve in today? Are there decisions that you need to make today? We know that there are many people who have laid down their life for freedom. And today, it's my prayer that you'll be free from a debt of sin. You need to understand that some 2,000 years ago, the Lord Jesus Christ willingly gave his life on that cross to pay a sin debt that he didn't know. He went for us to reconcile us to a holy God that we couldn't get right with without him. There had to be that shedding of blood. And even today, the freedom that we experience is paid for by the shedding of blood. So today, if you're moved in this spirit, if you feel the Holy Spirit drawing you today, we want to give you an opportunity to respond to that. If you do not know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, if you don't have that personal relationship, you can have that today. It would be a travesty for us to end the service and not give someone an opportunity to respond to the call of God on their heart. So as Paul leads us in this next song, if there's any decision that you need to make, maybe you need someone just to pray with you. Maybe you need to join a church who is willing to stand up and be counted for the cost. You know, that we're going to serve God, that we're going to please him, that we're going to preach and teach the Bible here at this church. And maybe you need to join a church like that or be a part of what's going on there. Or maybe you need to come and say, "I need to follow in believer's baptism. It was good enough for Jesus, so it's good enough for me." Today, whatever your decision might be, you come as they leave. Brother Paul.
Let's stand together as we sing.
America, God shed his grace.
Thank you, and you may be seated.
As we sing salute the armed forces, would you please come to the front as the song for your branch of the military is sung?
To all of these standing here, we are grateful for the service that you have rendered to our nation. Let's join for just a moment for one more word of prayer, and then we will close with God Bless America. Let's pray together. Lord, we give you thanks for all that stand here at the front and the service that they have given to our country. Lord, for others whose pictures were on the wall but are no longer with us.
We give you thanks for each one of those. Lord, may our land be great, not because of our might, but because of those that are willing to serve both this country, but also willing to serve you as Lord and Savior. Lord, as we sing God Bless America, help us keep in mind you have blessed us, not necessarily because we deserve it, but you have blessed this nation, and may it ever be so as we continue to follow you. In your name we pray, amen.
God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with a light from above. From the mountains to the prairies, to the ocean, white with
dismissed.